what have your initial conversations been with Bill about his thoughts on your play? What's some things he wants you to work on?
You know, we really haven't gotten into detail with that yet.
What's it like getting back on the field now, actually?
It feels great. You know, this is my home. This is my love. This is what I love doing. You know, my family, you know, God, and football, you know, so this is real important to me.
If there's one thing you could take away from your rookie season that you want to have differently in your second year, what would that be?
Win one or two football games, you know. I'm a team guy, you know, so really nothing personal, you know, just team success.
Have you talked with Andre about where he's at?
I haven't. Oh, yeah.
When you remember your draft day experience this time a year ago, what do you reflect on?
Coming into Houston and thinking, like, I thought it was country, you know, because it's in Texas, but it's the fourth, fifth biggest city in America, you know, so it surprised me how big it was.
Are you following the draft right now?
Nah, not really.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for the players that are going to be arriving here next week?
Just come in prepared to play. You know, fifth round is the first round.
What was it like for you leading up, though? I mean, you remember where you were a year ago this time, just from a mindset standpoint.
Yeah.
Just walk us through a little bit about what you were going through.
You know, I was nervous, but at the same time, you know, kind of once it got down to draft day, I prayed about it, and I really wasn't worried too much. You know, if I went first round or seventh round, I knew I was going to come in prepared to play, no matter where I went.
Was the entire process overwhelming, or did you kind of embrace it? Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't overwhelming at all. I didn't go to New York just because, you know, they'll probably been a little overwhelming doing all the interviews up there and stuff. So I kind of want to stay home and just be with my family.
When you hear your name called, what's the feeling like? I don't know where you were when it happened, but just when you hear that name, you know where you're going. Is it an emotional time for you?
Oh, yeah. Of course it's an emotional time. You know, you're capable and you're able to do what you love on another level, you know, beyond college. And just to be able to take care of your family and to go out and represent a great city, you know, it's a blessing.
How different is year two for you?
Well, really haven't started year two yet, but the off-season process, it's been long. I didn't know it was that long of a process. You know, you got a lot of time on your hands, and managing your time, you know, that's the main thing you learn how to do.
What do you like different about these practices from the ones you went through on this field last year?
You know, I don't really think I can answer that question just because, you know, it's kind of controversial, yeah. You know. But, you know, I like what we're doing out here.
You like Bill's choice of music?
Part of the veteran minicamp as opposed to
Yeah, it does. You know, I'm a second-year guy. Yeah, I feel like a veteran, honestly. You know, I try to lead the wide receivers in all the drills that we do. You know, even though I'm a second-year guy, we got Mike out here. He's been in the league for 6 or 7 years, you know. But it's great, you know, being considered a veteran now.
DJ, it's a different deal. How different is it for you as a player? I mean, I know football is football, but...
Honestly, I don't look at it as being different. You know, I come out here and handle my business each and every day. You know, I feel like last year when I was a rookie, I was trying to handle my business like a veteran, you know, just learning from Andre, you know. So all the stuff that goes on around, you know, football and things like that, you just kind of block it out and go out and handle your business every day.
What is your comfort with the playbook right now, and do you feel like you can just do and not think so much?
I don't really think I can get in detail with that answer quite yet.
What about the breaks in practice where they crank up the music, and they did a little bit yesterday, a little bit today? Bill says it's his personal playlist. Were you impressed with the selections?
I was. I heard Rihanna on. I was like, what? I didn't know that was his playlist. He kind of surprised me with that. I'm going to have to mess with him about that one.
I mean, it was all across the board, man. It was.
I mean, it was. I was impressed.
Did that surprise you that he had
it? Yeah, it was.
You said some of the players were complaining. Were you one of them?
No, I really wasn't complaining. I was trying to come out here and do what I had to do. I really wasn't worried about the music.
I got a question. It hasn't been that long ago when you were drafted. So what do you do during draft day now that you're a white old veteran?
I woke up. Kind of remember it from step by step just because it was one of the most amazing days of my life. I woke up, prayed, you know, had breakfast with my family. Spent most of the day with my family. We had a party at a little restaurant, you know, a little get together. Kind of made sure everything was set up straight there, and I just kind of went by the lake and just looked at the water, honestly, and just, you know, just thought about it. I'm probably gonna leave this place where I'm from. I'm not gonna be here for a while, and you know, just daydreaming, and then, you know, it led up to the draft day.
DeAndre, will you watch tomorrow?
Yeah, I probably will. You know, it's going to be exciting. I got fellow teammates that I play with that's going to be in the draft. I'm kind of happy to see where those guys go.
asking you about those guys, Martavis Bryant and Sammy Watkins. Have they leaned on you at all during this process?
Yeah, Sammy, you know, he's like a little brother of mine. You know, so it's exciting. We talk all the time, you know, through text or you know, no matter how it is, if we see each other. And Martavis is a great football player, and Taj as well. All those guys, they're going to do good no matter where they go.
You can relate to guys that are, like tonight, probably can't sleep.
Yeah.
What's that feeling to know or anticipate something good's going to happen to your life the next
time? Oh, man, it's a blessing, you know, no matter where you go. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of guys know that they might go late in the draft, you know, but, you know, they just have to be prepared, you know. Tom Brady didn't go first round, you know, but he was prepared when he had his chance. So, you know, for all those guys that are watching, just be prepared for your moment when you get that chance to play.